This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadkawith News. The headlines first. Government unveiled a detailed action plan for reconstruction of damages caused during Janji movement. Inquiry commission formed to implement Supreme Court's order related to transport sector submits a report with suggestions. Kathmandu Valley observing traditional festival of Ghudi Jatra today, and Iran launches revenge missile attack on Israel after assassination of its security chief. Now the news in detail. The government has unveiled a detailed action plan for the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the economic and physical damages caused by the protests that took place in various parts of the country on the 8th and 9th of September. The action plan prepared based on the report of the committee led by Vice Chair of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Prakash Kumar Shrestha, includes the extent of damage, reconstruction strategies, resources management and the revival of the private sector. Total damage from the protest is estimated at 8.45 billion rupees. The plan also ensures budget allocation by the three levels of the government over the current and next two fiscal years with implementation guided by short-term, medium and long-term strategies. Similarly, the action plan also prioritizes the mobilization of internal resources as the main foundation for reconstruction. The inquiry commission formed to implement the orders and judgments of the Supreme Court related to the transport sector has submitted its report to Home Minister Om Prakash Oreal. A team of office bearers, including the chair of the commission, Deepak Subedi, submitted the report to Minister Oreal on Tuesday. On the occasion, Home Minister Oreal expressed his commitment to implementing the report soon. The government had formed a three-member inquiry commission to submit a report with suggestions related to the transport sector. Ghudi Jatra, a traditional festival, is being celebrated today in the Kathmandu Valley. According to popular belief, the demon called Guru Mapa, who was said to reside in a tree located in the southeast corner of Tudikhel, used to prey on children in the city. Although the locals eventually killed the demon through various means, there remained a fear that his spirit could return and harm children again. For this purpose, every year on this day, Ghudi Jatra festival is observed by riding horses over Tudikhel, symbolically trampling and suppressing the spirit of Guru Mapa under the horses' hooves. On this occasion, the Nepali Army organizes a special program at Tudikhel featuring horse riding displays, motorcycle stunt, physical drills and demonstrations of military skills. Prime Minister Sushila Karki visited Pasupatinath Temple this morning and performed the Rudrabhishek Puja. She performed the puja at the Pasupatinath after the peaceful conclusion of the House of Representatives elections on the 5th of March. On the occasion, Prime Minister Karki expressed gratitude for receiving support and cooperation from all sides to take the country forward on the path of peace and stability. The Communist Party of Nepal, CPC, has extended congratulations and best wishes to the success the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has achieved in the March 5th House of Representatives elections. In a congratulatory message issued by the International Department of the CPC, China has expressed readiness to work together with Nepal to deepen political mutual trust, promote high-quality Belt and Road cooperation, and build an ever closer China-Nepal community with shared future. Chief of the RSP's Department of International Relations, Sisir Khanal, shared the information based on a letter received to the party. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has stressed the need to mobilize the liquidity into productive sector to build the national capital. Addressing a program marking the 36th anniversary of the Citizen Investment Trust, Minister Khanal said that there is a plenty of liquidity in banking sector due to falling interest rates and thus pressed for channelizing liquidity into productive sector. highlighting the need to accelerate the large-scale infrastructure and long-term investment projects. Khannal informed that efforts were underway to promote mega projects such as Budi Gandaki hydropower project through public-private partnership model. He viewed that the idle capital should also be mobilized into productive sector. General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Pradeep Pujal, has urged the government to provide petroleum products at a concessional rate, stating that Nepal is suffering price hike owing to conflict in West Asia. General Secretary Pujal reminded, requesting the government that it paid heed to ensure essential fuel in discount. In a video message on Tuesday, Leader Pujal said not only transport sector, but others will suffer after the price hike of petroleum products, causing increased bill of daily essentials and construction materials. Of the measles patients in Dhurpatan municipality of Baglung, 67 have recovered and returned home, while 20 remain in isolation care. The outbreak, which began in mid-February, has affected a total of 126 people. Patients were treated in isolation at Bobang Health Post and Burtibang Hospital. The infection spread across settlements in Bobang, Serabang, and Lakuribad. The disease was confirmed as measles following pathology tests conducted at the Kathmandu-based National Public Health Laboratory. Since then, authorities have been actively tracing and identifying affected people, according to the province public health office. Meanwhile, Raju Khatri, immunization supervisor at the public health office in Baglung, said that 5,767 people aged 10 to 19 from municipalities all nine wards have recently been vaccinated against measles. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel says Iran's top security official Ali Larijani and the head of the paramilitary Basij force, Golam Reza Soleimani, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. According to the BBC, Iranian authorities have also confirmed the death of both men, as well as Larijani's son and bodyguards. Larijani is the most senior Iranian official to have been assassinated since the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed on the first day of Israeli-U.S. strikes on the 28th of February. Iran has also launched more attacks on Israel in retaliation for the killing of its security chief. The price of oil has surged with Iranian attack forcing production stoppages in Gulf states and disrupting exports through the vital Strait of Hormuz waterway. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed he is delaying plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the end of the month as U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continues, Al Jazeera reports. Trump's comments that he wants to remain in Washington come as the war against Iran extends its third week and the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to almost all global shipping. Trump was scheduled to visit Beijing from March the 31st to the 2nd of April. President said that he now plans to visit in about 5 weeks or towards the end of April. His last state visit to China was in 2017 during his first term. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy over the remaining hilly and tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government unveils a detailed action plan for reconstruction of damages caused during Gen Z movement. Inquiry commission formed to implement Supreme Court orders related to transport sector submits a report with suggestions. Kathmandu Valley observing traditional festival of Gudi Jatra today. And Iran launches revenge missile attack on Israel after assassination of its security chief. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.